Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my time-traveling companion, Frank. How are you today,
Great
sir?
Scott, Tim!
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you drinking Perfect Pepsi?
I am not drinking Pepsi Perfect. No. I'm drinking a pumpkin beer.
Oh.
I'm drinking Harpoon Brewery's pumpkin, UFO pumpkin, their unfiltered offering.
Yeah. So that means is there little pumpkin seeds inside there?
There's, sure. I mean, there's just, they ground up pumpkin and put it in the...
Pulp, you know? You get some pumpkin pulp in your beer.
I'm
drinking the same thing, and
it's quite delicious.
It is. I enjoy it.
I'm quite a fan. Yeah. It is that time of year now. So, you know what else is going on this time of year?
Some lightning struck towers.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws 19 just came out.
Yeah. This time it's really, really personal.
It's really, really, really personal.
Hella personal.
The Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
This is not strictly related to what's happening in the world right now,
okay.
But my car broke down this morning.
Oh, no.
So I had to take my hoverboard here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So your car just fell out of the sky.
Basically, yeah. Just stopped. Well, I ran out of garbage. So,
you know. Mr. Fusion doesn't run on gas. I mean,
no, it doesn't.
just the very thought of it.
Joke.
Yeah, man. It is.
Back to the future time.
Back to the future.
Part two.
Week.
Yeah.
Day. Like, this is. We're coming to the people a little early this week.
Yes.
Because today, October 21st, 2015, Marty McFly came to this day from 1985 to this day, and
what he found
in the future
wasn't that much different.
Found if what he went to was 1985, and then 1985A when he went back, like this is like a 2015 B, I guess.
Do you think that the world now, Marty McFly traveled back? In the first one, he traveled back to the 50s.
55.
And arguably the world is a much different place from 55 to 85.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is the world that much different from 85 to 15?
That's an interesting question. It's probably less different.
Yeah.
Probably less different from 85 to 15.
Less different. I think there was more. I think it's more startling 50 to 85. If he came here, cars look a little different. People are still wearing puffy vests.
It's come back around. Come into style.
People don't bend the brim of their hats anymore. Sometimes. But none of them are rainbow colored. And that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, things have definitely changed. I don't know. I have to think about that for a longer time than we have time for today, probably. That's quite a question.
Yeah.
That's quite a question. What I do know is that Back to the Future is one of my very favorite film franchises ever. It's one of my all-time favorites. In fact, when we first talked about doing this podcast well over a year ago, it was on my list of things that we should talk about.
It was.
Yeah.
I recall that.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember saying to you, I've seen the first one a lot. Yep.
So let's talk about, you've seen the first one. Have you only seen the first one?
No, I've actually seen all three.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, I've seen one I know I've seen one the most because I think I enjoyed that one the most.
Okay.
And then I've seen three couple of times, mostly on TV
okay.
in
okay.
spurts. I think I've only seen two once.
Oh, wow.
And that was 1985? No. that was sometime in the 90s, I think, was the last time I saw it. Yeah, so, so
really
this whole thing of, like, it's the, you know, it's the day of Marty McFly. Mm-hmm. I'm more like, yeah, stuff.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so it's like, not it's that not, big a deal to you because you don't.
It is because I like the first one.
Right.
And I like Marty McFly and all of that stuff mm-hmm. together. So mm-hmm. it is because it's not like I don't have an interest in the franchise at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just when you sit down in front of the TV after a long day, like or after a long several days, and you go, I want to watch a movie. Back to the Future Part 2
mm-hmm.
is never the movie that enters into my mind of I want to relax and watch this movie, because it's just, apart from talking about it right now, it's the, you know, the day
is
upon us, and no one's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I'd rather watch Jaws 19.
Right.
You know, I actually did watch Jaws this week.
Though. Did you really?
So oddly enough, not coincidentally, I'm going to
say it's not on purpose.
No, total coincidence.
That's funny.
So if you could oblige me.
Yes.
And tell me about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my knowledge of the movie.
Okay, yeah. Tell me what you remember.
At the end of one,
mm-hmm.
Doc Brown shows up in the flying DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, your kids, Marty. We got to save your kids.
Right.
You know, and then his girlfriend at the time is like, what? Our kids? And where we're going, we don't need roads. You know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they fly off at the end of one.
Yep.
Two, this is what I remember. He's on a pink hoverboard.
Okay.
In the future.
Yeah.
Going across some water. And Biff is chasing him for some reason.
Mm.
Or Biff's grandson.
Okay.
And he's wearing a rainbow hat.
Okay.
Jaws 19 is playing.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes back to the 50s. And, like, sees himself.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you remember some stuff.
That's literally it. Those are the only things I remember about the movie. So, I imagine they happen in sequence like that, like, back to back. Like, I'm talking, like, a two-minute time frame between things.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
So, oblige me.
Okay.
And walk me through this.
So, this movie gets into some complicated rules of time travel. And, like, you know, how can you see yourself? And can you, you know, even in the first movie, there's the whole thing of, like, oh, if I don't save my parents, if I don't make sure my parents get together at this dance, then I'll never be born. You see them, like, fading out of the photo
right,
and all that stuff,
that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's some complicated time travel. Some of it makes some sense. Some of it makes no sense. So, I'll walk you through it. So,
yeah,
yes.
Well, it's about a time-traveling car. So,
yeah,
what do you want? Yeah.
So, at the end of Back to the Future 1, like you said, Marty,
your kids, Marty.
Yeah, we got to do something about your kids because the kids are getting in trouble. They're gonna ruin everything. So they got to go change the future. Got to save the future. So okay, get in the DeLorean, and Marty's like, Doc, we don't have enough road. They get up to 88 miles an hour, and then he says the famous line, "Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads." And the car flies.
Right,
right. That was supposed to be a joke. They weren't gonna make a sequel. That was a joke. That was to be like, oh, tongue-in-cheek, like, oh, yeah, totally, we're making another one.
80, this is before the age of sequel bait.
Before we got into, the way it is now. So yes, it was very conceivable back then to make one movie and that be it.
Right.
But it was such a success, they decided to make a sequel in 1989.
Okay.
So they pick it up at the end of that movie again. Different actress playing Jennifer.
I thought so.
It's Elizabeth Shue. So they had to reshoot.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
They had to reshoot that scene.
You mean they had to reshoot that scene?
Had to be refitted.
You can expect a lot of these stupid jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
But they had to reshoot it because it was a little bit Shue now. And the thing they've always said is, if we knew we were going to make a sequel, we would never have had Jennifer get in the car with them because there was nothing for them to do with her.
Oh, right.
There was nothing for her to do. So they go to 2015. There's flying cars everywhere.
It'd be great if they just, like, put her in the car and, like, they fly off and then a minute later they, like, fly back and drop her off and fly away.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's actually, never mind. Like, that would have been maybe better writing.
What actually happens is so much worse because, so they go to the future where he tells Marty, okay, that's your son. What you have to do is you have to dress up like him. Here's clothes that are just like his.
Does he look exactly like him?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly like him.
Michael J. Fox is playing himself.
It's his son.
Okay.
And so he has to go in there, and when Biff's grandson tells you, you know, asks you to help him. Basically, he's going to become a criminal. So, like, when he wants you to help him out with this, you say no, and that's it. Then you're done. Then we fix the future, and we can go back to 1985. Everything is great. Well, what happens?
So, did they accidentally invent Skynet or something like that, or is his son just going to end up in jail?
His son's going to end up in jail. Yes.
Doc Brown's just watching.
He's trying to prevent that.
A weird guardian angel.
Yep.
Like an angels in the outfield.
Time traveling angel in the outfield.
This is the Marvel Cinematic Universe before. This is interconnected universe that we just created right here. All Christopher Lloyd movies are connected as one. If we could figure out how to get the Page Master in here, I'm going to be really happy.
So okay. Well, what happens is that Marty has this, and I think they very briefly allude to this in the first movie, but Marty cannot handle being called a chicken. Cannot be anyone who takes it as a challenge. You call him chicken, he's like, he becomes completely irrational, and this is a very annoying character trait, in my opinion, that they put into this movie so that they could have an easy out, and it carries through to part three as well. Mm-hmm. So, Biff's grandson calls, like, come on, McFly, what's the matter, you chicken? So right when he should be saying, like, no, I'm not going to join you, he's like, no one calls me chicken, all right, yeah, I'll do it. Totally ruining the whole reason why he went to the future,
but thus making a movie.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's why this movie can exist.
All right.
Then let me see. I'm getting some of the sequence wrong, but it's to make it easier to recount the story.
Okay.
Old man Biff.
Okay.
Comes across the DeLorean, and he's like, "Whoa, what?" Now, I should mention that Jennifer
what
is no
an
longer
old car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They knock out Jennifer because she shouldn't see her future. It's bad enough that Marty's there.
Okay.
So they knock her out so that she can't doesn't see the future and doesn't like ruin anything. And they decide, you know, logically, like you do, what's the best place to put her? Let's put her over here in this alley next to a dumpster with the garbage. We'll get her later. No one will find her here.
2015, what an innocent time.
Right. So the police find her and they do like a scan. I think it's like a retina scan or something, and they're like, this is her. We should bring her home. So they go to bring her home to where she currently lives, which is in her house with Marty because they're married now. Because they don't realize this is a younger. Oh, maybe it's a DNA scan or something. I can't remember what it is. But
yeah, they even though the age pops up and they're like, nope, this seems normal.
I think they even said like, wow, she looks really good. Like, yeah.
That's a lot of plastic surgery.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So she's gone. She's not in the car anymore. Biff finds the car. He gets in the car. While in the future, Marty does something really bad, and he buys a sports almanac, a 2015 sports almanac.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, right? Yeah.
So Biff takes that in the DeLorean back to 1985.
Oh, because now he's going to rig.
He's going to go back in time.
He's going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, actually, 1955. He takes it back all the way to 55. So he's gone now. Marty and Doc Brown now have to go get Jennifer back.
From the house. Okay.
So now we get to see the McFly house where Marty's parents live there, Marty's kids live there, and basically everybody is played by Michael J. Fox.
Really?
He plays his son, his daughter, his older self.
I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, he plays all of these characters.
This is intriguing.
And this is where it gets really funny, because you get to see, okay, so we see, like, the Jaws 19 thing in 3D, mm-hmm. and the Cubs win the World Series, which is really funny, because the Cubs are in the playoffs right now, and they could very well win the World Series this year.
Yeah.
And they have not won a World Series since, I think, 1908.
I know, I'm seeing...
And they haven't been in the World Series since the 40s?
I'm seeing a lot of articles that are like, just give it to them.
I know. I really want them to win, because, like, my Yankees are out, so that's fine.
So,
and the Sox are out. So now it's like, I don't really care about the American League anymore.
Go Cubs.
So it's Mets versus Cubs. I would normally be rooting for the Mets just cause, you know, New York, I'm a New Yorker. That's a hometown team, but it's Mets versus Cubs. I'm like, go Cubs. I want Back to the Future to be true.
Yeah.
So, and just cause they need it. They deserve it at this point. This is worse than, you know, the Curse of the Bambino. This is way worse. It's over 100 years. It's way longer. So I think they're,
yeah.
I think they're overdue. So, okay, we're at the McFly house. Marty kind of gets caught, like, embezzling. So he gets fired over the old man Marty, grown up Marty.
2015 Marty.
Grown up old man Marty. Yeah. Not old man, but adult Marty.
Middle-aged Marty.
Yeah. He gets fired over over Skype, basically, over like a
video chat,
a video TV on his TV.
So Skype. Yeah,
basically.
Or FaceTime.
And
whatever.
Like, when you, apparently in 2015, when you get fired, you should know this in case you get fired this year, on your TV,
it says
the words, you're fired. And then, since we all have like 5 fax machines in our homes, all the fax machines get triggered at once and they send you something that says that you're fired.
Well, that seems terrible.
Because, you know, how faxing took off.
I'm going to go and destroy all my fax machines now.
Yeah, exactly. All of them. It's just so funny. The predictions, how some of them were like, hey, it's pretty close. Some of them were like, oh my God, no.
Not even close.
So yeah, that happens. The fax machine thing happens. Marty, they have like these very futuristic sort of instant dinners where like Marty's mom puts a tiny little pizza like the size of like a CD mm-hmm. into the oven, and then it comes out, it's a full size pizza.
That's kind of awesome.
And it's like, ah, you really know how to cook a pizza, mom. That's actually what they say. It's very funny.
I believe it.
I wish
that was actually kind of real, but I don't know what the point would be. I guess apart from like storage space.
Yeah, so you don't have to store it.
Yeah.
So you're like, easy to bring it home from the store. It's easy to keep it in your fridge or whatever, and then you just pop in the oven and it's
big. You like put it in your pocketbook by accident, yeah. And like you forget it's there.
And it grows.
It grows. How hot is your pocketbook?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On a summer's day, who knows? But yeah, so okay.
They your pocketbook. They, like you carry one around.
My
Sorry.
Pocketbook's pretty good. They go back to 1985.
Doc and Marty.
Yes.
Okay.
And what they find is a completely different 1985 from what they left. Biff is basically Donald Trump.
Okay. Does he have a weird hairpiece?
Actually, yes.
That's awesome.
He's got like a comb over. And he is, I mean, he's got like casinos with his name on them, and he's a big time sort of.
Right.
Sort
but
of,
they didn't go back to the 50s to stop him?
They didn't know yet.
Oh.
So they find out.
Okay, so Biff takes the DeLorean back to 1955.
Mm-hmm.
How the heck? Mm-hmm. Do Doc Brown and Marty get back to 1985?
I believe he brings the DeLorean back. I haven't watched it in like 2 or 3 months, so I'm a little sketching out a couple of details.
Oh,
but.
so he goes back, works all his magic, so because
and
then
brings
in
it
the
back.
Future now he's rich.
Yes.
And so okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
They
okay.
go back to 85, but it's a very different 1985. George McFly is dead.
Oh, that's sad.
Marty's dad is dead.
Is it played by the same guy?
Crispin Glover did not come back for this movie.
Oh, that's sad.
Because he wanted too much money. I think the same thing for the original actress who played Jennifer. She wanted too much money, or she wanted more screen time, or whatever. And they were like, "We don't need you." So they got somebody to.
How is so different now?
Yeah, well, they got somebody to. So they killed off George McFly for that reason. Whenever you see George, it's always from the back, and with somebody who could do like impersonate Crispin Glover's voice.
Interesting.
So, but he's dead, and Marty's mom is now married to Biff.
Oh.
Oh yeah. So he
this will not stand.
Yeah, exactly. So he basically, what as it turns out, he went back to 1955, gave his young self the sports almanac.
Oh, I do.
So
remember
he could bet.
Yes, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Bet on sports,
and then make all the money. And so old Biff is reaping the benefits of what his younger self has done.
Exactly, he's changing his own life.
But he has now seen himself. And knows his future self exists, hence creating
Except
a
young
paradox.
Biff is, young Biff is so stupid, he doesn't realize that's him.
Okay.
He doesn't even realize that it's him.
Got
He's
it.
Like, oh, who's this creepy old man? He's
so
like,
So the paradox is only created if your younger self
realizes it.
But yeah. I mean, like, would you recognize your, I mean,
probably not.
I mean, it's been 30 years, right?
60 years.
Oh, 55, right? I had 85 in my head.
60 years.
Yeah, so it's been 60. Would you recognize yourself in 60 years?
Maybe not. It depends how much I look like myself, right?
Well, you don't.
But also, Biff is really dumb.
Well, this is true, but you also, according to science, wouldn't recognize yourself if you met yourself because you perceive yourself differently than other people see you.
True.
So.
If you met like your clone, you'd be like, that's me. But if you met somebody who's. Looks like you 60 years older, then you wouldn't.
But that's the thing. I think the idea is that if you met your clone, you wouldn't recognize yourself.
If I can find the
science to back that up after we stop talking, I will.
Okay. I think if I met my clone, I'd recognize like that person looks exactly like me. Or at least think like, wow,
he looks a little bit like you.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you would be like, this is exactly me.
I mean, I know what I look like in a mirror. I think I would know that's what
Right, but that's the point. You perceive yourself. Like, that's why when you look yourself in the mirror, mm-hmm. and then you see yourself in a picture, you're like, oh, I don't look as good as I thought I did. Okay. Because when you're looking at yourself live,
whatever.
It doesn't register the same way.
I still think I would be like, this is weird. Like, I wouldn't just think nothing of it.
No, yes, yeah. I agree with
so
you.
So Biff is stupid. He's like, yeah. He's like, who are you, old man? And he's like, yeah, I'm a relative. Don't worry about it. So Biff gets the almanac. He grows up to become a big-time sports millionaire because he bets on all the sports, always gets it right.
Relative of time, that was it. Sorry, you said I'm a relative, don't worry about it, and I was trying to think of a relativity joke. But I wasn't even listening. I was like, there's got to be something in here
relative
I can use.
Of time.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
Time is relative.
Time is relative, and it is named Biff.
Relatively time.
Biff. Anyway, continue. Anyway, sorry.
So, okay, so now they have to stop that from happening. They have to go back to 55.
Okay.
So they realize
how far in the movie are we to
like
now?
The middle.
Okay.
So they realize, okay, crap, we have to fix this now. So they realize that they're in, when that happened, the timeline skewed off, mm-hmm. and now they're in 1985A for alternates, like an alternate 1985. And like Hill Valley is like, overrun, and there's like gangs everywhere, and like the neighborhood that Marty grew up in is like there's graffiti everywhere, and there's gangs overrunning it, and it's just terrible. So the school burned down, all
90s
this stuff.
LA,
kind of,
yeah, okay.
70s New York, pick your poison.
Okay,
so they go back to 55. Now he has to let the Marty from the first movie still keep his parents together, not be seen by that Marty from the first movie. Even though he can see him, he can't let him see
right.
him. He's got to wear
because
disguises
Marty
and stuff.
Marty's too smart. He would recognize himself.
Right. Marty's a smarty.
Boom.
And he's got to make sure that he doesn't disrupt that. Got to make sure that Biff doesn't give, that he takes away the sports almanac from young Biff.
Okay.
All without anyone noticing this and being undetected. At the same time, Doc Brown runs into 1955 Doc Brown, who's getting ready to help
Marty
from the first movie
with the
clock
strike.
Tower.
Okay, yeah.
And so 55 Doc Brown is like, hey, stranger, can you hand me that wrench? So he hands himself the wrench.
Oh, and he like hides himself.
And he hides on the other side of like a telephone pole and like pulls up his collar and stuff. And he's like, yeah, and pulls down his hat. Like,
but
this is
of a theory that time isn't cyclical, right?
Right.
Because otherwise he would have been that guy in the first movie handing him a wrench, which never happened. That we know of. I guess we never saw that scene.
So it wasn't happening the first time around, but now they came back a second time. So some other guy that would have handed him a wrench didn't, and he handed himself the wrench.
Okay, so but that... Yeah, okay. Keep
going. It's very confusing.
Yeah, keep going.
It's very confusing.
Fine. Yeah.
So okay, whatever. Maybe we'll run into each other sometime in the future.
yeah.
There's a lot of
when
moments
I look
like
in
that.
A mirror.
Yeah. There's a lot of moments like that. There's also a lot of the sort of dialogue format of like, well, you know, Bob, since he went to jail and this thing happened, I'm going to explain to you, even though I just said that you know it, but I'm explaining it anyway.
The exposition machine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot
strong
of stuff
with this one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. 55. I think he took that guy's wallet. There's a whole thing of Marty having to get George to work up the courage to go pull Biff off of Lorraine, and mm-hmm. Lorraine, it just gets all complicated, and Marty can't let Marty see Marty, and Doc can't be seen by the other Doc. And long story short, they get the sports almanac away from Biff. They reset everything, all the events in motion, so that everything proceeds as it should.
Okay.
And they all live happily
and
ever after.
Biff in the face. No. This
nope.
Doesn't, nope. Okay.
Nope. And they go back to the 1985 from the end of Back to the Future Part 1.
So it's as if none of it ever happened. So that's why I can watch Back to the Future 3 having never seen Back to the Future 2.
Yes. Because Back to the Future Part 3 is Back to the Future Part 2 is very much a very, I heard described today as a very sequel-y sequel.
Yes, tied directly. You cannot see the. You cannot make, see Back to the Future 2 without seeing Back to the Future.
Correct,
1.
And they also make lots of references and jokes about the first one in the second one. So they redo a lot of scenes. So like, there's a whole thing with Marty skateboarding and getting away from Biff and his friends on a skateboard.
Right.
That's when the hoverboard comes in. They just basically relive that whole scene again.
Got it.
And it ends with a Tannen getting covered in manure. Mm-hmm. In fact, Biff even says there's something very familiar about all this. It happened in 1955, too. There's all these moments that they relive for laughs, like to be like, we're like going through a lot of the same structure as the first movie. And also this it's kind of idea of like McFly's and Tannen's reliving each other's lives. Going through the same motions.
Like the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Except they apparently they have very strong genes because every McFly and every Tannen looks just like the same. But anyway, so they get... okay, they get... that happens. A few things like that happen. So you need to see the first one to enjoy the second one because not only does it pick up where they left off and they assume you know the events of 1955 and all that, it's also like they make so many jokes about like... You know, reliving the scene and stuff that happens when one Marty sees the other Marty or when one Doc Brown sees the other Doc Brown, he makes references and things in conversation that for the audience's benefit about what's going to happen to him.
Right.
So stuff like that. So yeah, it's a very sequel-y sequel. Whereas part three, they made it as like a totally separate movie that's just in that same universe.
Okay.
It's a different story that takes place with the same characters with the same set of experiences in the same universe. So you don't really need to see, you know. The second one. I mean, you could probably even not
probably
see the first
even
one.
Just see the like if you just get the idea of like
if someone's like it's a time traveling car,
yeah, then you've got all of it
basically.
Yeah.
Some things do carry over to three, but if you didn't see like the whole like no one calls me yellow, no one calls me a chicken, and then, you know, and 88 miles an hour and all that kind of stuff, that stuff does carry over. But
right,
if you just told that,
it's not necessary information, it's not a necessary reference.
Right. It's added to a lot more if you've seen the first two movies, but. Fine without it. So they shot 2 and 3 back to back at the same time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So at the end of part two,
what an odd set of films to shoot back to back, even though they have nothing really
it was like
to
one of the
do with one another.
One of the first times that was ever done, too, ever.
Yeah, apart from Superman.
Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very early instance of that. So they came out like a year apart or something, 89 and 90, something like that.
Oh.
Or 91, maybe. Very close together.
And it's so funny that they shot back to back, but. 3 is so much less beloved than 2.
Yeah, it's not. It's honestly not as good as 2. I go back and forth on whether 1 or 2 is my favorite.
Well, I'm going to say that 1 is mine still.
I think
Although
1
I
is
did
my
enjoy
favorite.
Your dramatic retelling.
Thank you. 1 is, I think, still my favorite. But once in a while, I'm like, there's parts of 2 that I really, really love. And I almost think of them as one long movie, 1 and 2.
Right.
Because it is, you know, the second half, very much the second half of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And part 3 is almost like the epilogue, in a way, in my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and then... You know, if this happened later. Yeah, part 3 is not quite as good, but it's still a very fun, enjoyable movie. It's very flawed, but still very fun. There's a lot of...
Did Zemeckis do all 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Spielberg produced. Zemeckis did all 3. It's they're a great bunch of movies. I really, really love them. They're a lot of fun. They're very geeky fun, you know, that kind of geeky sci-fi comedy genre that kind of like Ghostbusters.
Do you find that 2 is as quotable as 1? Because I find that 1 is very like,
yeah,
if you knew that new sound you've been looking for,
well listen to this.
Yeah.
It is, I think, actually pretty close in quotability.
Mm,
pretty close. The first one is iconic and stands alone, and you can watch it on its own and you know, nothing and be totally fine and have seen one of the greatest movies, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time.
You backpedaled on that real fast. Like,
it's
one
of
the
greatest
movies
of all
time.
Maybe not one of the. I mean, I think it is, but that's a matter of opinion. So I'm saying it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah. So it's a great, great movie. It's so much fun. It's so much. There's so much geeky humor. So many little jokes that are. I say geeky not because they're about superheroes or anything like that, but just because they're things that geeks tend to gravitate towards these movies and enjoy them on a level that other people don't as much, I think.
Dry humor.
It's dry humor, but it's just like it's a sci-fi movie. Like, you know, it's about a time traveling car.
Right.
Which has elements of sci-fi in it.
Yes.
But it's mainstream enough because it's so funny.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I love the movies. The second one is I think a little as of late, it's a little unjustly maligned. I think people kind of, you know, say, oh, that one wasn't as good. I think they might be thinking of the third one when they say that. But the second one is a whole lot of fun. The whole thing with the dark 1985 where Biff is like king of the world, it's a little dark and it goes on a little bit too long. I will agree there. But still, overall, I just have very fond memories of this movie every time I see it, and I really, really love
it. When was the last time you watched it?
2-3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I have no further questions for you.
All right.
But you did a nice job retelling.
Thank you. I'm probably going to go watch it today. I
probably won't because
that's fire. That's fair.
It's not gonna match the level that you just gave me.
Very good. Well, people can find us online at Beer with Geeks on Twitter, beerwithgeeks.com, on iTunes, on the Satchel Media Player. A lot of people found us very recently through the Overcast app. Thank you very much to all you guys who've been listening to us.
Star those episodes.
Recommend us on Overcast and help us stay in that most recommended space. We are honored by all of you guys who've been recommending us. So thank you so much. Leave us a star review or a full-on review on iTunes as well. We love that. Yeah, and we will see you all very soon. BeerWithGeeks@gmail.com if you want to write into us and give us future topic suggestions or tell us your theories about Back to the Future. There's lots of different time travel theories about where was that DeLorean when they went to 1885 and they were building the train and there was one DeLorean in the wall and one there's a lot of confusion about where each DeLorean was in time stream. So if you have theories about that, please email us, let us know what you think. But until next time, Tim, I would like to say to you, cheers.
We gotta save you kids, Frank.